coming up this, or not this, but on April 2nd at the Kluwak School is the Kluwak Wellness Fair. And one of the things that will be happening there is information with regards to something called Grow, Harvest, Eat. It is a part of an effort by the Prince of Wales Health Network. We'll learn more about that. To encourage people to grow, harvest, and simply prepare local foods for themselves and their families. I think I did that okay. And joining us this morning, we have Janae Meyer, Misha Chernik, and joining us by phone is June May. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And June, can you hear us okay?
Yes, very well.
Fabulous. Okay. So I don't know who would like to start off, but maybe you can speak a bit about the Prince of Wales Health Network. And I realize there's lots of organizations involved, and you don't necessarily have to mention them all, but you can. But can kind of explain what that group is.
Absolutely. This is Janae, and I'm a contract staff for the Health Network. There's a lot of people involved in this network. It is a group of providers and agencies that provide healthcare services on Prince of Wales Island came together and applied for a 3-year grant to improve the health and wellness of youth on the island. And we're in year 2 of the 3 years. And this event that we're coming to talk to you about today is actually one of the objectives out of many that we're working on for the Health Network. And this objective in particular is going to have a nice kickoff, as you mentioned, at the Wellness Fair. And the goal is to bring awareness to local and traditional foods, events and activities on the island to increase the intake of those foods and activities.
And so has this been in the works for a while? There's like a team that's been working on this, getting things going?
Yes. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to have the entire team and task force join us today. I would have loved to brought everyone in. But we have a really great core group of task force members from multiple communities, Wrangell, Sitka, all of POW. We've been working on this for over a year, working on bringing this message and how we're going to deliver it. And our slogan or our banner that you mentioned earlier, the Grow, Harvest, Eat, the island's best foods are locally grown and harvested, is what we're going to be promoting and sharing at the Wellness Fair.
And Misha Chernik, you are with Peace Health. What is your involvement in this?
Well, Peace Health is one of the partner agencies in the Prince of Wales Health Network, and we have a clinic over on Prince of Wales and are involved in a lot of the wellness activities out in the area. And this is one of those activities that we know will benefit the lives of people there on Prince of Wales. And everyone knows that the traditional foods that we have here in Alaska are a great resource, but I think a lot of people would be surprised how many people are growing foods in their backyard that are also great opportunities for people to have a healthier lifestyle and healthier food options.
And June May, joining us from Kluwak, how are you involved in this effort?
I'm a health educator for Search, health promotion program, and Search is also a partner of the Health Network. In my job, I'll help with many activities around the island around traditional foods, and appreciate this opportunity from the Health Network to highlight what we'll be doing at the Wellness Fair.
Okay, and this, we're speaking about this Grow, Harvest, Eat, but again, the Prince of Wales Health Network is involved with, as you mentioned, many projects, but this is the one you're kicking off at the health fair? Or do you have other things, I guess, happening at that fair as well?
You know, the Prince of Wales Health Network, in conjunction with many partners, are actually putting on the Wellness Fair. And I didn't bring a complete list of vendors, but you can access that through the POWHealthNetwork.com website, or I'd be happy to share it with you as well.
And you can always check out their Facebook page, because right, there's all sorts of great activities going on in Prince of Wales, and the Health Network has a wonderful resource of and are really good about getting the news out through their Facebook page.
Okay, and maybe speak a bit about this Grow, Harvest, Eat. When people come, what kind of information will you be giving them? Are you doing workshops? How is that working? You're looking for June to answer that. So June, if you could go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, I can speak about the health promotion table that we'll be having at the Wellness Fair. If you think about our ancestors, eating from the land and sea is something we've always done, but in modern culture, we've really gotten away from it. So we're encouraging folks to eat more of the foods that are good for us by providing resources on traditional and local foods. So at our table, we're going to have taste testing of healthy salads using herring eggs and beet greens. And we're also going to have guides and calendars on traditional foods that show how to harvest and prepare and preserve them. We're also going to have a great children's coloring book called Good Beach Food to encourage the young and educate them. And then we're going to have lots of good seafood recipes, colorful placemats featuring local foods, and also teaching about serving size and food groups with those. So we hope that people will come to the Kuwok Wellness Fair and visit our table. We're also going to have door prizes of cases of canning jars, so we hope that'll be a good draw for all the folks who put up food this coming summer.
And I'm sorry, Janae, you had something to say?
Yeah, so I am going to partner with June's table and be sitting right by her, and to, you know, sort of balance out our awareness campaign on the Grow, Harvest, Eat, I will be bringing information on simple gardening techniques. I use the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension's material extensively. They've got a really good resource for growing in our region and in our area. But what I'm bringing to share with families as kids is something I've done before, is sort of garden starter kits for kids. And they're very simple. They're little starter kits, you know, with the directions and labels, just to get kids involved and interested, and also let the parents know that this is not an overwhelming activity. And so I'll have quite a few of those, as well as I'll have these wonderful stickers with our Grow, Harvest, Eat slogan on them for you to come grab and display wherever you would like. I'm also there as a resource. I have a lot of information that I'm willing to share if someone would like it on the nutritional value of traditional foods. And I'd be happy to share that with anyone that wants to know a little bit, well, what's in my seaweed, or what's in my beech asparagus, and does that have iron in it? And so I'm there as a resource for anyone that wants to come talk about what nutritional composition local traditional foods can provide to your diet.
Okay, and it is a abundance here, and lots of things I think people could be eating but don't really know that they can. And what will Peace Health be? Will you be out there?
I'm actually not going to make it this year, but Shannon Silverthorne, our clinic director there, is hosting a table as well. And they're actually also encouraging healthy lifestyles and exercise. And so they're going to be doing some jump rope competitions and be giving away jump ropes. So, you know, kids can come there and get some fun jump ropes that they can then exercise with later.
Maybe adults too.
And adults, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, it's a great activity. But honestly, growing up here in Alaska, I think everyone can benefit from the local harvesting. And even my mom does and has taught me now how to do the seaweed, you know, and that she does a kelp relish. She does a kelp salsa. And so those are things that we have in our pantry all the time. And I think a lot of people would be surprised how easy it is to take advantage of some of the local traditional foods.
And Janae Meyer, you spoke about the kits for the kids. What kind of things are in there? The little vegetables?
Well, that part's kind of a surprise.
Oh, okay.
On as far as what seeds I'm going to provide, and I want to be a surprise for the child as well. I think that's part of the mystery, as you plant this and what will it become, and that's part of the learning piece. But something that's going to grow easily and sprout quickly in Southeast, so a lot of the adults can probably guess what that might be. I'm going to take it to the daycare providers and different places as well. I think it's a good activity and a good introduction of where our food comes from.
And is this something that you have in your house, like you can grow in the window in your house, or you need to grow it outside? Or okay,
yes to both.
Yes to both. Okay.
Depending on if it's going to be warm as it's supposed to be next week, yes.
Because it is sometimes a challenge here with the weather.
Right. Yes. And also provide some of those Growing in Southeast Cooperative Extension materials, because it really does help with figuring out when you can put it out, when it should be inside. One thing I wanted to add real quickly is that, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, nutrition and healthy eating, but I, when we look at local and traditional foods activities that we do, there's such a larger component to wellness to that. Physical activity, community, relationships. You know, there's so much more when we get out in the woods, to the beach, to the garden. And I really do see it as sort of interesting gateway behavior to wellness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. And again, that health fair coming up on April 2nd, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Klawock School. And lots of different booths will be there, all sorts of information on a variety of things. Does anyone have anything else to add? June, May, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I wanted to mention that there will also be resources on gardening besides Janae's booth. The Craig Community Garden is going to be there, and Harvest Circle by Farmer Dave. So people that are wanting to learn and start gardening maybe this season, there's going to be those resources there too. And so come on down to the Wellness Fair. There's going to be lots of fun things going on.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. Anything else either of you would like to add? Okay. Again, coming up April 2nd, and it sounds like it'll be a great event for those over on Prince of Wales Island, or from here, maybe you go over and visit as well.